Now we can calculate the minimum pipe diameter that corresponds to the maximum non-impingement velocity. First, we'll convert the flow rate to cubic meters per second. We know that the flow rate is equal to the cross-sectional area of the pipe multiplied by the velocity. Solving for A min and substituting the known value for maximum velocity, we can calculate the minimum cross-sectional area of the pipe. Then we can use the value for area to calculate the minimum pipe diameter that corresponds to the maximum non-impingement velocity.